6-run lead going into the second innings, and to lose by a deficit of 106 runs is very, very extraordinary. And they need to wise up and change their attitude, because there's no logic of going 154 deliveries without a run when you will end up losing by over 100 runs. So they should have been more positive. They should have gone for singles. Yes, O'Keefe was badly hampered with his hamstring injury, so he couldn't actually run, but still should have been more, slightly more attacking. And you never know, you may have got yourselves very close to the target, if not overhauled the target to win on these pitches. You never know, the bowlers may tire, and if you play more positively, then it can be very fruitful for you. So well done to Sri Lanka on an extraordinary victory. And it was also the extraordinary victory, their second ever test win over Australia, home or away. So magnificent.
Today, Wednesday, the 3rd of August, was the first day of the third test between England and Pakistan. It was played at Edgbaston, which is in Birmingham. Just to update you, first of all, Pakistan won the first test with a brilliant performance. Second test, England thrashed Pakistan, so the series is levelled at 1-1. So today's play saw two changes for Pakistan. Sami Aslam came in for Shan Masood, and Sohail Khan came in for Wahab Riaz, and England had to make an enforced change. Stephen Finn came in for the all-rounder Ben Stokes, who got injured and is likely to miss the rest of the series. So Pakistan won the toss and extraordinarily decided to bowl first, and I was shocked at that decision by Misbah. Regardless of the conditions, regardless of what happened in the last test match, Pakistan is a team that needs to bat first at every opportunity, purely because you've got the likes of, for example, you've got the likes of Muhammad Amir, and you've got Yasir Shah, who can play a vital role in the fourth innings if England have to chase a target, even if it's 200, 250 or even up to 300, Pakistan can feel confident. So I was shocked, as I said, that Misbah Ul Haq won the toss for Pakistan and decided to bowl first. So I got my wish that Wahab Riaz and Shan Masood were dropped. Good to see that Sami Aslam is back in the team. And I was quite surprised to see Sohail Khan come into the team for Pakistan ahead of Imran Khan, purely because Imran Khan has been doing very well of late for Pakistan, especially in the UAE in the series against England only a few months ago. England scorecard. England were all out for 297. That is correct, 297. The top two scorers for England were Balance with 70, Moin Ali with 63, and brilliant bowling by Sohail Khan, who hasn't played a test match for a very, very long time for Pakistan. 23 overs, 3 maidens, 5 for 96. And Muhammad Amir, 16 overs, 2 for 53. Yasir Shah, unfortunately, only took one wicket. He did bowl 27 overs, 3 maidens, 1 for 64. So that was 27 overs, 3 maidens, 1 for 64 at economy rate of 2.37. So he tied up an end for Pakistan, which helped rotate the seamers. And Rahat Ali took 2 for 83. So he was quite expensive. And also Sohail Khan was expensive. But if anyone gives me 5 wickets for under 100 runs on the first day of a test match, I'll take that any time. So that was the scorecard. And like I said, it was a brilliant bowling performance by Sohail Khan. And I wish him further success. So that was the close of play on day one. And inshallah ta'ala, I'm hoping that Pakistan can begin with a brilliant batting performance. If I want to be ultra critical, I would say that Pakistan should have got England out for less than 250, considering the way Pakistan were bowling. Yes, it was very helpful for batting as well. And the reason why I'm saying 250 is the way Pakistan have been batting, it wouldn't surprise me if Pakistan were all out for 250. Inshallah ta'ala, I'm sure I will be proved wrong by the Pakistan batsmen. If they can get to something like 400 runs in the first innings, a lead of 100 will be very good for Pakistan. Inshallah, that would lay a foundation for Pakistan to progress further in this test match. And you never know, they may even go on to win the test match. So what I'll do on next week's show, inshallah, I will update you with the remaining days of the Pakistan test match. What I'll do, I'll go to another track, and after that, I'll inform you of further cricket news, because there's a lot of cricket going on. That was a wonderful Mili Nagma by Ustad Nusuf Fati Ali Khan. Talking about Khan, Sohail Khan, no relation of Ustad Nusuf Fati Ali Khan. So brilliant performance with the ball with 5 wickets. Inshallah, if he needs to bowl again in the second innings, then I'm hoping that he once again takes 5 wickets, inshallah, and also that he gets to play in the fourth test and show what a difference in bowling he is. And we did not miss Wahab at all. So this is a lesson to everyone that if you grab your chance for Pakistan to play, then grab it with both hands and perform to your best and perform to the best of your ability and for the greater cause of the team. Just to update you with what's happened around the cricketing world, other than England against Pakistan. So the first test between Zimbabwe and New Zealand finished by New Zealand winning by an innings and 117 runs. That was this week. And I'll just update you with the scorecards just for your records. So the top scorer for Zimbabwe was Turi Pano, who made 49 of 169 balls. And the pick of the bowlers for New Zealand was Wagner, 20.5 overs, 8 maidens, 6 for 41. So well done to Wagner, taking 6 wickets. And in New Zealand's one and only innings, Latham made 105, Taylor made 173, and Watling made 107. So well done to those three for being centurions for New Zealand. The pick of the bowlers for Zimbabwe was Chibaba, bowling 15 overs, 1 maiden, 1 for 44, and I'm afraid the rest of the bowlers had to toil hard. In Zimbabwe's second innings, they made, as I mentioned, 295 all out, with a brilliant innings of Williams batting at number 7, making 119 of 148 balls. So magnificent performance by him. And it was highly predicted that Zimbabwe would lose very badly and in fact were thrashed by New Zealand. And the second test is coming up on the 6th of August. And I firmly believe they'll probably win again New Zealand by an innings. The latest score I have for you, that's from 8 p.m. As you can imagine, if the show starts 10 p.m, then I do need to prepare in advance. Sometimes it can take 5 to 6 hours, even 7 hours to prepare for a 2-hour program. So it shows that you need to be dedicated in your line of speciality. Mine is predominantly sports. So although my show is for 2 hours, I do spend sometimes up to 7 hours preparing. So what I'll do, I'll just update you with the scorecard at that time and then update you in full next week. So what I have for you currently is West Indies 196 all out in the first innings, and India made 509 declared. And in the second innings, it's 281 for 5 for West Indies, which means West Indies trail by 23 runs with 5 wickets remaining. So India, by the close of this show, would have won this test match, weather permitting. Last piece of cricketing news, the DRS system is being updated. So watch out for that on the 1st of October, 2016. Before I bid you farewell from